Today from the Ohio Newsroom, which city gets the biggest concerts? Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Tonight and tomorrow, a swarm of Taylor Swift fans will descend on Cincinnati for the only Ohio stop of her Eras tour. But the pop star's packed stadium has some concert goers asking, why Cincinnati? Why not Columbus or Cleveland? The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford looked into where in Ohio top artists perform and why.
If you ask Ohio music fans who gets the best and biggest concerts, you'll find a lot of disagreement.
I would say Columbus probably has the biggest magnet.
When I was in college, I used to drive to Cleveland a lot to see shows.
He came to Cincinnati. Taylor Swift is coming. So I think we have the best
shows
scene
in Columbus.
Honestly.
I imagine people from Cincinnati do.
All three cities, I think that they don't get the better shows.
The numbers bear out a fairly close competition, at least between two cities. In 2021 and 2022, 80% of the 30 top-grossing North American tours made a stop in Ohio. Cleveland came out on top with 20 visits. Cincinnati had 17, and Columbus scored just 11 big acts.
There's just lots of things that make it all have to work for a show to be successful.
That's Marissa McClellan. She works with Promo West, a production company that books artists for the Columbus and Cincinnati areas. And she says the population is far from the only factor in booking tours. More than the size of the city, she says the size of its venues is what counts. And Cincinnati and Cleveland have bigger capacity and a lot of spaces.
Having, obviously, football stadiums has a big, big thing to do with it, to get those bigger artists. You know, Columbus no longer has a large amphitheater like a Riverbend or a Blossom. So they get different artists and different level acts than we do here in Columbus because we don't have that.
And who owns the venue also matters. Eric Holt teaches music business at Belmont University in Nashville. He says some big artists work with large touring companies to set their schedules. That means they play where those companies own spaces.
And they will say, we want to buy the entire tour. So you're not dealing with independent concert promoters in each city. You're dealing with one entity for all the dates of your tour.
That could explain why almost two-thirds of the bands that chose Cleveland in 21 and 22 played at Blossom Center in Cuyahoga Falls, owned by the biggest concert promoter in the country, Live Nation. Plus, Holt says you have to factor in the history of the city. Cleveland is home to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so it's not a surprise that nearly half of the big rock tours in that two-year time span chose Northeast Ohio. Ohio Arts Council Executive Director Donna Collins says these musical roots and the concerts they bring in are important, and not just to live music fans.
It's an economic driver, right? Not only the spending of money to purchase tickets, but then all the revenue that comes into the state because these folks are here.
Swift's concert alone is expected to bring $48 million in extra spending on hotels, transportation, tickets, and food, according to the Cincinnati Regional Chamber. Across Ohio, the impact of live music reached nearly $3 billion in 2019. That's according to a study commissioned by Live Nation, which, we should note, has a vested interest in promoting concerts and their economic benefits. So, even if Swift didn't fulfill your wildest dreams by coming to your city, Columbus promoter McClellan says Ohioans are in a pretty good position.
I think we're spoiled where we can literally go 2 to 4 hours and see almost any show. Just because it's maybe not specifically in your city, you still have really great access.
In McClellan's view, fans who are grumpy that a concert isn't coming to their city probably just need to shake it off. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Cincinnati.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.